This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, there's been some chatter amongst dairy farmers over how we price milk in this country due to many of them being shortchanged by large producer price differentials and depooling by processors. Your January 8 newsletter reported that interest is gaining traction with respect to changing the Class 1 milk pricing formula. Is that all?
It's currently a fluid process at the moment. The different producer groups, National Milk being one, Farm Bureau being another, and the Dairy Processor Lobbying Organization, the International Dairy Foods Association, are currently in talks on how to change or reform milk pricing. They made a change in May of 2019 in how they price Class 1 milk, and as a result, it's materially weakened how the federal orders work in our country and also pooling, and that is currently up for debate, but we're still early innings with related to that.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
Tuesday.
Building an effective team takes time, and it starts with effective selection and hiring.
Be as broad as you can. I know we used to always say put an ad in the paper, but that seems a lot harder now. So again, use the tools that are working in today's world. References, you know, info from your friends and family, that's kind of the best. Neighbors, friends in groups, church, you know, wherever you can, you want to talk about your business because that next kid could be your best employee. There's also a variety of programs out there where you can get interns, you can get TNs, you can get EB3s. Takes a little bit more work, but those are something to look into and consider, especially if you want, you know, a good long-term employee.
Liz Griffith is Market Development and Human Resource Consultant with Encore Consultants. Her complete presentation can be heard for free on a recent Dairy Signal webcast at pdpw.org.
Wednesday.
One of the biggest obstacles that dairy producers face are the circumstances outside of the industry that producers cannot control.
Do you have something that you have written down, agreed upon, and strategies that you would do and not do? And if in that plan you have a strategy that you're not quite understanding it, then make sure you're getting educated on that. Understanding DRP, understanding LGM, understanding what you could do with the cash market. Ask the questions, get educated. Reach out to myself, to your consultants that you work with, and help you do that.
Those are comments from Chris Atten, principal of Atten Babbler Commodities.
Thursday.
As we enter a somewhat new era, new president, new administration, we're seeing some of the same old issues, though, including that trade war with China. Any update there from Biden's team?
Sure. Well, Janet Yellen, who was head of the Federal Reserve previously, is likely to be confirmed as the next Treasury Secretary, and there's a hearing earlier this week for her confirmation. And interestingly, with China, the trade wars that the Trump administration had engaged in here with China in recent years, those are still going. You know, we still have tariffs in place, and China has tariffs in place against us. And so that is going to be very interesting to see how that plays out under a Biden administration, because China is certainly a very important market for agricultural products. And it certainly looks like the Biden administration is still going to be taking a continued tough stance against China, while at the same time acknowledging that we need China and they need us, and so we have to walk a very fine line here, the tightrope.
Friday.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about monitoring calf health. Calf death loss nationally, 6-8% mortality is fairly common. The gold standard, this death loss should be under 3%. And then two critical diseases challenges, respiratory disease under 10%, primarily pneumonia, and under 15% scours. So that's your first question. How do you rank in the benchmarks? So our take-home messages include, remember, don't mix these up. Mortality means we have dead calves. Morbidity means we have sick calves. And many farms, all we're tracking is, well, how many calves die and where the morbidity can be a big factor. Number two, we want to keep accurate records so we know which calves have been challenged in their early life and have identification. So we may want to consider these as cull animals if we don't need those animals in the future. And certainly that applies especially to those animals that develop respiratory diseases.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.